J.D. Vance urges activists at D.C. rally to pursue culture of life. Washington Vice President J.D. Vance told a crowd of pro-life activists on January 23 to continue pursuing a culture of life, indicating that their work wasn't over after the Supreme Court overturned its landmark decision in Roe v. Wade. "We're not trying to argue to the Supreme Court anymore," he said during a speech at the 53rd Annual March for Life. "We are trying to argue to our fellow citizens that we must build up that culture of life. And as you know, that effort is going to take a lot of time, it's going to take a lot of energy, and it's going to take a little bit of money, and that's why we're here." Thousands of pro-life activists gathered in the nation's capital to protest against abortion roughly 4 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe, which ruled that the Constitution protected a right to abortion. "Because you know that we're marching for life because we want our wonderful fellow Americans, even if they don't disagree with us, to know that life is worthy," he added. "It is worthy of protection, and that is why we march today." The crowd is expected to walk together to the steps of the Supreme Court, bearing signs, chanting, and praying. Vance declared that he and the rest of the Trump administration were standing with them. "All of us in the Trump administration, from the president on down, we thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your perseverance. And today, we are all marching for life," he said. Vance also shared the Trump administration's plan to expand the Mexico City policy, which prohibits foreign aid recipients from promoting abortion, for a third time, applying now to all non-military foreign assistance from the United States. Vance also described economic security, through things such as affordable housing, as part of a culture of life. President Donald Trump was not in attendance, but addressed the participants via a pre-recorded message. "6 years ago, I was proud to be the first president in history to attend this march in person," Trump said. "Since then, we have made unprecedented strides to protect innocent life and support the institution of the family like never before." Speaker Mike Johnson appeared on stage along with several other members of Congress and touted the administration's legislative efforts to remove federal funding for abortion providers via last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act. "We stand here today to affirm, with one united voice, that the federal government should not be subsidizing any industry that profits from the elimination of human life," Johnson told the crowd. "Congress has stripped Medicaid funding to healthcare nonprofits that perform abortions and took in more than $800,000 in federal dollars in fiscal year 2023. Planned Parenthood, the world's largest abortion provider, sued to have that law overturned, and the day before the march, its leadership decried the administration's pro-life initiatives. Because of the Trump-Vance administration, 51 Planned Parenthood health centers were forced to close in 2025, leaving millions of patients with fewer options to get essential care, including birth control, abortion, cancer screenings, and STI testing and treatment," Planned Parenthood Action Fund President and CEO Alexis McGill said in a statement. March for Life participants who spoke with the Epoch Times agreed with Vance about the need for economic policies, including encouraging access to affordable homes, as well as support from men within the home, as part of a culture of life. Participants Miles Parks and Noah Hivarnine told the Epoch Times that young men need to step up and take responsibility if they do become fathers. They also said it falls to the new generation to put social safety nets in place to help women who are pregnant but can't afford to take care of their new baby. Participant Luke Weber agreed. "I think the biggest reason for abortions is because women don't have the support," he told the Epoch Times. "I think as a man, it's your job to love, support, and protect women, and we're called to do that."